Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast here with a pure, unadulterated 10 minutes of tech on tech action because... Yes, it is the finale to the battle of HD formats. HD DVD is dead and Blu-ray is the victor. It's a story so momentous that we've dedicated an entire podcast to cover it. Coming up on our last ever High Def Match special. What next for HD now that HD DVD is no more? Lucky Blu-ray owners can find out which films will now be coming their way. And is the format war really over? We'll be hearing about a second British challenger to Blu-ray's crown. Sitting with me in the studio, surveying the smouldering wreckage on the HD battlefield, is T3's Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello. Hi, Dan.
What a week it's been.
It has. It's been momentous, hasn't it? I mean, who could have predicted that HD DVD was going to... everybody. But
so quickly.
Yeah, well, I suppose, they were so put upon throughout their short and tragic life that it was a mercy killing in the end, really, wasn't it?
Well, I think at this point we should perhaps look back on how we got here. This, in about 30 seconds, is the last few weeks in the High Def match.
The war rages on at CES between HD DVD and Blu-ray. Warner Brothers have dropped HD DVD and kind of said that they're not going to make any of their films now on HD DVD.
Cancelling the HD DVD party.
At
a funeral, you get a wake.
They didn't say anything at CES. But it's been a tough day for me.
They spent the last 11 rounds basically leading with their face. Maybe they're going to turn it round with a succession of sledgehammer blows in the last 3 minutes.
HD DVD is winning. We will crush the Blu-ray infidel.
Oh, remember Blu-ray? That never worked out.
Who knew it would all end so quickly?
Well, that brings back memories. Great memories.
Yes, yes. Misty water. Anyway, what was it a surprise, do you think?
In a word, no. No, not remotely. I mean, apart from anything else, Toshiba, kind of vaguely floated the idea that they were, considering dropping it, and their share price immediately rocketed up.
Yeah, that was a few days before they actually did it. But I suppose,
if they were having any doubts about it, the fact that the market immediately said yes, do dump this. It's crap. It's not working.
But if we re-round the clock, I don't know, even a week, would you have seen this
happening right now? It's hard to say. Yes, I would.
Okay,
I would, and I said so at the time. I just said it quietly. And not on this podcast. But I think everybody knew it was going to happen. Maybe they wouldn't have fingered this week as being when it happened, but it's no surprise, is it? I mean, for God's sake.
So, I mean, you alluded to the share price rocketing up. So was this the right thing to do for Toshiba?
Of course. When you're... I can't remember who said this. Was it Churchill? He said, when you're in a hole, stop digging. And so they have. And now they just have to refill that hole. Although I think they've already filled it with all of their money. So... And I've actually lost track of the analogy now. But anyway, it's the right thing to do.
Will it be missed?
In a word? No, it won't. No, apart from by the diehard handful of online enthusiasts,
there's still people who harper after Betamax.
A lot of people online seem to think that HD DVD is superior to Blu-ray in various ways. And I'm not even going to get involved in that particular argument because people like that, I suspect, send bombs through the post. But it was the right thing to do. It won't be missed. And it's good. Everybody knows that it's better for the consumer and it's better for the retailer to only have one format to sell. Mm. So I think everybody's happy apart from Toshiba. And I think in the long run, Toshiba will be happy. I'm sure they'll make very good Blu-ray players.
Who knows?
In about 6 months' time,
Well, speaking of which, casting our eyes to the future, it is a Blu-ray world now. That does leave the question of what to do with your old HD DVD player. A few ideas knocking about on YouTube. This was Finite Comedy's plan.
Electrical tip. Cut yourself off a little piece here. Now we're going to put it over the HD symbol in the HD DVD symbol. Now I just bought a great upconverting DVD player. No HD, nothing to feel bad about. It was a good decision. It was a good purchase.
Now that you've converted your HD DVD player to something useful, what do you think?
I no longer feel like a dipshit.
Those guys.
They bleeped that, actually. Not us, but I think yeah, they left a bit too much in, really.
Yeah, the sketch leading up to it.
But it's a valid point, actually, isn't it? I mean, a cheap HD DVD player right now, great DVD upscaler.
Yeah, I suppose that's a fair point. I mean, they're practically giving them away free with cornflakes. And I don't know if Microsoft and Toshiba are still giving away free discs as well. Well, the discs, obviously, such as they are, are not going to be by any means expensive.
I think the
expensive.
Players are now £80 on play.com.
And they'll come down.
Yeah.
I mean, rush out now and buy an HD DVD player,
okay,
listeners. Now's the time.
So what does all this mean for us then? What's going to happen?
Well, I suppose it means that, well, Blu-ray sales of, this is hot off the presses, have rocketed by 600% at play.com since the announcement a couple of days ago.
To me, that just says that.
That maybe they're now selling
that. Yeah, they weren't selling that many to start
perhaps
with.
Perhaps now they're selling 7 a day, and previously they were selling 1 a day. But as a percentage, it sounds quite
impressive. It's impressive, yeah. So I suppose everyone now who was wavering has leapt on
Blu-ray. I mean, it's obviously good news for Sony.
And all the others in the Blu-ray.
But mainly for Sony, because apart from anything else, I think it'll also cause a surge in PS3 sales.
Hmm.
Because it still is pretty much the cheapest Blu-ray player you can get.
Hmm.
And I believe you can play games on it as well. So
I've heard that, yeah.
It's not just a...
Well, there's a few more predictions about where it could take us. I mean, one being that Apple will finally start to put Blu-ray in its machines.
Yeah, Apple have been talking... No, sorry, Apple haven't been talking... The people who talk about Apple have been talking about this possibility for a while, and I've heard, like, towards the end of this year mentioned, even before this announcement this week, and it would seem to make sense.
And you can already buy third-party drives. You can already slot in your Apple at the moment if you're desperate, but I suppose this could mean that Apple will finally...
Well, except... Will they? Because if they put a Blu-ray... player into their machines, they're in competition with the iTunes store, who are selling not 1080p, but they're selling high-def video. So I don't know, they're shrewd and cagey people at Apple, so maybe they'll come up with some other really expensive and slightly half-assed way of getting around this problem.
if not that, I mean, Microsoft is the other big rumour, Xbox 360 going Blu-ray.
Yeah, I think a lot of people might be surprised to hear that, but in fact, Microsoft, although they had an HD DVD drive for the Xbox, they weren't backing the HD DVD format as such over Blu-ray. Well, they kind of were, but they weren't ruling out the possibility of having Blu-ray in the product.
They still kept one hand on the fence.
Yeah, because I mean, Microsoft weren't really that involved with constructing HD DVD as a format, so they didn't really have a vested interest in HD DVD. And now that Blu-ray's won, they can't continue to use HD DVD.
But could they just skip it altogether?
Well, like I said about Apple, yeah, they might take the view that they don't want to go for Blu-ray. I mean, the thing about Blu-ray, although it's won this war, it doesn't necessarily mean that Blu-ray is going to be a success. It just means it hasn't absolutely, you know, fallen on its arse.
Posterior.
If we can bleep that out later, in the way that HD DVD has.
Mm. Well, one of the consequences of all this is that Paramount has now come round to the Blu-ray way of thinking. That means the Bourne trilogy, among others, coming to Blu-ray, finally.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Any others you're looking forward to?
Well, the problem that I have with all of this is that most of the films I like tend to involve sort of Jewish people worrying about things, or French people being really horrible to each other, and films that don't really gain a great deal from being put into high def. But I suppose the Lord of the Rings trilogy, to an extent.
Hmm.
I might be able to sit through it without falling asleep in high def.
I'll give you a clue about mine.
Well, that obviously was Transformers, wasn't it?
the original, but it's actually, I don't want the cartoon released on Blu-ray, which I think would probably be a waste. The actual film.
It was the last film to star, well, not exactly star, but to have Orson Welles involved.
Yeah, and I think it was the only real HD DVD big one that, you know,
Well, no, you say that because I'm a bit annoyed about this in a way because or I might buy it cheap. No, it's all going to be cheap. But Sexy Beast, which is my favourite British film of the last 10 years or so, that's coming out on HD DVD. Although, again, I don't know how much they'll necessarily gain from being in high def. You better hear Gandhi swearing in high def. That's good enough for me.
The boulder hitting the swimming pool, the droplets will be much clearer.
Yeah, and I suppose the underwater heist bit, that would look pretty kick-ass in high def.
Well, the boys on the T3 website have been busy compiling their top 10 Blu-ray wish list. What do you make of these? Star Wars is at the top.
What a surprise.
Yeah, yeah. Geeks unite to
I quite like this list, actually. I saw this on the website, and I was already to start sneering at their pathetic fanboy taste. And obviously it's special effects extravaganzas, a go-go, by and large. But, I mean, it's a good...
Well, Lord of the Rings is right up there at number 2. That was your choice.
Yeah, but that was casting around for something that would look good in high def. I think what's interesting is they've got Raging Bull in there at number 8, which, again, I'm not sure. I mean, that's in black and white. And Citizen Kane, presumably, is in black and white. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Citizen Kane actually would look amazing in high def. Raging Bull, I don't know whether it's going to look any better in high def because it's.
You can get obsessed about 1080p and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, this is an interesting thing, again, to me only perhaps, but it's a little hobby horse of mine, which is. You know, Aeon Flux or Underworld 2 looks absolutely amazing in high def, but they're still shit films. Whereas Goodfellas in 1080p just looks like Goodfellas. It doesn't gain a great deal from it. But I know which I'd rather watch, you know.
Mm. Okay.
Call me a snob, if you will.
Snob. Now, I did mention that the format war might not be over yet.
There's still time.
There is one more contender. HD VMD. Heard of these guys?
I must admit, no. well, or at least not until you told me about them shortly before we started recording.
Yes. Yes. They're a British company.
Yeah, which is always a good sign in technology.
Yeah, yes. Sinclair.
Yeah, Gizmondo.
It's all great. They've shifted 500,000 players at about £100 a piece. That's here and a few other places in Europe and the States. And they've got among their releases, wait for this, Lazy Town. Mm. Wait, did you know CBeebies, I think, that one?
It's one of my favourites. Apparently it's the new Teletubbies.
There we go. And The Queen, which actually, I suppose, is a good film.
British company, British
not
film.
Not really, again, an HD.
No,
sort of
do you really want to see Helen Mirren in HD? I don't think so.
Yeah, but I mean, there are some benefits to this. It uses plain old red lasers as opposed to the expensive blue ones.
Yes, so that's
so
good.
It's cheap.
Yeah, I mean, 100 quid.
It's still got 1080p, 30 gig capacity.
Yeah. It's standard chance. In a word,
you're good at this. No, yes, okay.
Absolutely not.
I think there's a...
Although, I mean, 500,000 players, they're saying. I mean,
they're saying. I don't know whether that's
I don't want
solved.
To call anybody a liar, but that sounds like absolute nonsense.
Yeah, but I think there's still a chance for this in the kind of sort of VC, you know, the kind of... The video CD that still knocks around in kind of Thailand and, you know, dodgy rip-offs and things like that.
It might be
this
popular
could
with...
be the hacker's choice.
Yeah, the sort of people who build their own toasters might warm to this.
Okay, well, on that bombshell. that's all we've got time for, really. But just your one-word answers to get through. The LNX1.
This is a preview of the headline in next month's T3 about this... Microprocessor.
The Sony Walkman, the new one? New A series?
Nano.
Right.
Nano!
Not a nano. I see where you're going. The new Shuffle.
Whatevs.
And BBC on iTunes.
Being expensive.
That's
two words.
Paying for stuff you can get free the weekend.
I know, they've got a bloody cheap.
There we go. Well, the Death Clock says... Oh dear. Get some life insurance and avoid buses. That is all, and perhaps all we'll ever see of Duncan. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 podcast.